Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Hello there once again, and welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. This is our weekly get-together, kind of a holiday period of time here with Memorial Day and all this kind of stuff. And it is the, I like to say, the turning point of where people are at when they think of projects around the house, getting outside, whether it be your garden, your lawn, and do-it-yourself projects are aplenty. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. But what we also want to talk about is this is the time of year to really do a full inspection of your home and go, you know what, I've been thinking about getting this done and I've been putting it off. Now's the time to do it. And we're going to tell you some reasons why. And when, in particular today, we're going to talk about getting some protection from your gutters. And with us is Gary Hero, who is the owner of Gutter Glow. Gary, good seeing you. How you doing?
Great. How about you, Bill?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for having me back again.
Well, I wanted to have you back at this time of year because a lot of people think gutter covers, well, you know, it's not fall, so I don't really have to think about it. I mean, what do we need gutter gloves now for?
Yeah, great question. You know, the winter went by. You probably haven't spent much time outside, but now it's time to take a look at the roof line. How did the roof handle the winter? How are things going? How did my gutters do? Our gutters sit there. We usually 5-6 inches of solid ice, which pulls them loose off the fascia. A lot of wear and tear through the winter. So now, as the spring rain comes, it's great to take a look and see what shape are my gutters in. One of the big problems that people see is they're still full from the year before.
Do you actually, when you inspect it, can you see separation from where, you know, the shingles kind of separated, or is that something you really have to get up to a ladder and take a look?
Yeah, if you're talking as far as the gutter goes, yeah, you can stand back a ways and see some issues with the roof. But the gutter, if you get up on a ladder, then you really can start to see if some of those nails or those screws have pulled loose from the stress of maybe a 40-foot piece of gutter full of ice that over time will occasionally come loose from the roof. So you really need to get up there and do that inspection, make sure things are nice and tight to that fascia, so that you're not getting water running down behind the gutter, mm-hmm. rotting out your fascia board.
Yeah.
Very common problem.
You know, the other thing, too, is you kind of take for granted, you got your shingles and all that kind of stuff, and these granules that leave your shingles, you don't see them leaving your shingles, but you certainly see it in your gutter.
Exactly. I tell customers that all the time. Everyone talks about the seeds, the big leaves, the pine needles. So many people don't realize how much weight comes and sits in a gutter from roof granules. Asphalt shingles, they wash off so fast these days. A brand new roof, it's not uncommon to see a half inch or an inch of roof granules wash down into a gutter, which adds to a lot of weight and a lot of stress sitting in that gutter again. And then again, that's going to freeze come winter time, of course.
Well, it's muddy. It's really disgusting.
I call it silt. It almost turns into a silt.
Yeah.
And then you, on top of that, throw in those seed pods that roll down in there,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a perfect scenario for a planter box.
Yeah, exactly. But, and yeah. You do see that.
I see it quite a bit.
Yeah. This time of year, and we've just gone through it around our house, we had some cran apple trees. They were beautiful flowers. They're gone, and they're all over the place. Seeds, elm trees, all these kind of things, they start blossoming, and they've got to fall somewhere. And I imagine this is the big clogging thing that goes on in the spring as far as gutters is concerned.
Yeah, seeds, petals, all that. It all lands on the roof usually to start, but what happens? Well, the wind blows, cleans that roof off. Well, you've got a 5-inch gutter sitting there, and that's the first place it gets caught in that gutter. So that's where Gutter Glove comes in.
And why don't we talk about that? What exactly does Gutter Glove do when it comes to that?
Well, why we get such a high rating with Consumer Reports is the way we install. By us following the plane of the roof, the slope of the roof, again, most None of my customers get up there and clean their roof off. There's no need to. The wind comes out, things dry up, and it blows away. Well, by us following the plane of the roof with our cover, we use all that wind momentum coming off that roof to clean the top of our cover off, making it so effective.
So when you are installing a gutter cover from Gutter Glove, you mentioned the angle. Is each house slightly different because of the angle of the roof? Is that how the pitch of the roof? Is that how you determine how it's going to roll off? Is that what happens?
Well, you've got two different factors. You've got the pitch of the roof, which can vary from a 412 to a 1212, whatever that might be. But you've also got gutters. Gutters aren't level around the house. They need to be pitched to the nearest downspout. So you've got both of those two different angles that you have to play with. So with an experienced installer, as we put the gutter glove on, we're always following the pitch of the roof, the angle, but we also need to make sure that it's continuing to pitch with the gutter itself. So we kind of try to find that balance in between. So we're still getting all that air movement and following the gutter line properly.
Gary Hero with us from Gutter Glove, and the number is 920-296-9725. That's 296-9725. And you got a new website, which I love.
Thank you.
Because it's called
ilovemygutters.com.
I love my gutter glove.
Gutterglove.com.
Right.
Thank
I love my gutter glove. Brand new.
You're
still getting
used to
it.
Getting used to it myself.
Yeah. I love my gutterglove.com, and that'll fill you in on everything. Let's go back to what you just talked about, because you're really saying you customize every fit.
Exactly, yeah.
No, that's huge.
No two installs are the same. There's a lot of products out there, a lot of my competitors, a lot of those covers, they basically mount to the fascia, mm-hmm. almost a flat install on top of the gutter. Does a fine job also of keeping debris out. The problem you run into is now they've lost all that wind momentum that cleans our cover off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that. Their cover's sitting an inch or two below the roof line. And with that, the debris likes to sit there because there's no air to blow it, clean it off.
You know, I was just thinking, too, with this Memorial Day weekend period of time here, a lot of people are heading up north to their cottage that they haven't been to in a while. And I would imagine most, not all, but most people have cottages around pine needles, around trees, and all this kind of stuff. They come up after weeks or months to their cottage and covered. You could handle their stuff up north.
Oh, for sure. I get so many clients. I've already had them plenty this year. I get the call for Lakewood, Coleman, wherever it might be, Crivets. How does your product do with pine needles? I know you handle everything else, but what does it do with pine needles? That's always the big problem up north. And again, mm-hmm. I break out the Consumer Reports article. When it comes to debris, we get an excellent. We're as good as it gets for handling pine needles. So, big problem. I do a lot of runs up to that area, estimating installations. A lot of customers in Green Bay have said, hey, let's put this on the cabin up north. I think I need it. Because who wants to go up to the cabin to do work?
Exactly.
You want to go up there to get away from work and take a little relaxation,
that
enjoy
always,
your weekend.
That always blew my mind. It still blows my mind when people say, you know, I'm going up north. Oh, I got a cabin up there. Yeah.
I got a
mow. So what are you going to do? Oh, I got work to do. I got so much work to do.
Yep, mow, like,
so
paint,
yeah.
Shovel.
So you got another place so you can do more work?
Exactly.
I don't get that. I don't get it.
That's where we come in.
That's where you come in.
Yeah.
So when someone says to you, what makes Gutter Glove, and you got such high ratings from Consumer Report, which is a non-biased, as most people know about Consumer Report, they don't get paid by anybody to give these ratings out. They give it fairly to all the competitors. You were rated highest.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the secret? Why are you higher than the rest? What does Gutter Glove gutter covers have that others do not?
First off, we're made in the USA, which everyone loves. But the big thing is, that's why I like to get to the homeowner's house and actually not have a phone conversation or try to do an estimate on the phone. Because once I give them Gutter Glove and I put that product in their hands, and they say, oh, I get it. Even looking at the website, you can see each one of our products and you can see it's a premium quality product. But until you have it in your hand and see that it's over an eighth inch of extruded aluminum with a stainless steel screen, then you feel the quality in your hands. You can tell that, yeah, this is a gutter cover that I can put on my home And I'm not going to deal with another gutter cover again, because this is a heavy-duty product made in the USA that's going to last. And I was just going to, along with that, that's why we get that high rating. We've got such a premium product. The way we install gutter glove to that roof line, that custom installation, and then just the simple fact of, you know, Consumer Reports is pretty clear that any screen-style gutter cover where we use a microfiltration system, not just mine, but any screen, they always do better than a surface tension cover, which is the curve, trying to get the water to run around a curve and in to an opening. It's simple science that we always handle high volumes of water and debris better.
And you'll show consumers that when you bring that over.
Yeah, and that's everything.
That's awesome.
I like to take the product. I'll put it right under the kitchen sink, put the sink on high, and show them how easy it is for us to capture all the water, just like Consumer Reports say we do.
And what I think is cool about yours is, and you've shown me demonstrations of this, is that, of course, a gutter cover is going to do its job with leaves. I mean, it better, because that's what you're supposed to do. But it's the smaller stuff. Like you said, it's the seeds, it's the granules, it's all these kind of things that you don't think of that does an incredible job.
For sure.
Yeah.
People think, oh, and there's a lot of products out there that follow the theory. Oh, the bigger the hole, the more water we'll capture. Well, that's great. I get a lot of calls in the spring. Can you come take off my gutter covers and clean my gutters and put them back on? And my question is, have you thought about getting a better cover? Because if you've purchased a gutter cover, that's the point. You shouldn't be cleaning your gutters.
Right, right.
So let's look at a system that has such a fine filtration system that we're not going to get clogs.
Yep.
Because we can only capture water. The holes are too small to have anything get stuck in them.
Gary Hero, owner of Gutter Glove in Northeast Wisconsin. Again, the number is 296-9725. That's 296-9725. Or go to ilovemygutterglove.com, and we're going to be back right after this. Answer to Energy Questions Spotlight. We are being joined today by Gutter Glove, Gary Hero, owner of Gutter Glove in Northeast Wisconsin. You know, Gary, we started talking about the gutters, and I forgot to mention to people that you got a heck of a deal going on right now during the spring. Why don't you let everybody know about that?
Yeah, every spring we try to make Gutter Glove as affordable as we can. You know, when I go to someone's home or talk to them on the telephone, I tell them straight up, I never promise to be the cheapest cover out there, but I'm pretty confident that I have one of the best covers out there. And I have a great deal going on to the spring sale, the spring season, to really reflect that. So with an install of Gutter Glove, what you're getting is you're getting an install where the owner of Gutter Glove, myself, comes out, does the install. I clean all the gutters as I go. You don't need to have them cleaned for me.
And you're saying up to 40%?
Yeah,
says.
Up to 40% off. And with that, I'm cleaning the gutter. I'm checking for any broken hangers or screws, anything that might be missing. If you've got a leaky seam or a miter, we're going to take care of that, get that fixed up. With that, 40% off of the entire installation package.
And I asked you this before because, you know, 40%, okay, what does that mean? And we kind of took an average roof or average roof size, and we were talking about how much of a savings cost-wise that would be. And you were saying it was around the neighborhood of $1,200.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your average house, you're going to get into that maybe 160 to 180 linear feet of gutter.
Okay.
And what it's just a simple equation I use, figure it out. But basically, when we're all said and done, if you go with Gutter Glove, right now you're going to save 40% off the retail price of Gutter Glove.
That's awesome.
It's never cheaper.
Yeah, that is just a great time. So this is the time to call. Again, the number is 296-9725. You know, we mentioned in the top of the show, spring, near summer, a lot of people are trying these do-it-yourself projects. I would imagine trying to fix your gutter, trying to get a gutter cover done because you have problems over the years is something that people try. And you go to the big box stores, they have products. They have do-it-yourself products. But you've had some experience. Tell us about some of the experience you've had with this.
Yeah, I got
stuff.
Them in my shop. I have a pile of about 6 feet tall, usually by the end of the season, of you know, vinyl gutter covers, just thin aluminum fascia-style gutter covers with holes punched in them. Just different things that a lot of my customers have spent a lot of money on, invested quite a bit of money. They saved some money up front, but now I'm back at the home, and I'm taking those off because they've been unsatisfied with the results, and now they want a premium product. They want one gutter cover, put it on, and not have to deal with it.
And for the most part, like you mentioned before, custom fitting, not too many people who do these do-it-yourself projects really know much about custom fitting it to your roof line.
Exactly. It's pretty straightforward to put a gutter a gutter cover on a straight section, but when you get into those miters and valleys, it definitely takes a little bit of experience to make sure that you're capturing all that water that you want and you're not having water run over the edge in a heavy rain.
Yeah. Gutter Glove, the number 296-9725, 296-9725, or go to ilovemygutterglove.com. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the projects that you do. I would imagine there's a lot of consumers out there that are calling you, and I'm going to say it's a scare factor, and I don't mean this that we're trying to scare people, but after a certain age, it's a little scary getting up there on a ladder and going through your gutters to clean them out. And for some, it could be a lot scary. I would imagine that's a lot of phone calls you get.
Oh, yeah. Every time I sit down at the kitchen table and have a conversation with a couple, 70% of the time it's my kids don't want me up on the roof anymore. My wife doesn't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I even get the scenario where it's our son, he's been taking care of it for the last 2 or 3 years, but he's 50 now. We don't want him up there anymore. So it's always that concern. People don't like to be on the roof. They don't want to climb up a ladder. So hire the professionals, get it taken care of. You're not worried about it. You're not worried about your loved one, your son climbing up there, whoever it might be, your husband. Let us take care of it. Let a professional come out there with professional equipment. Do the installation. Each installation takes us no more than a day, and we're done.
Really? Okay.
And gutter gloves on and working, and that's one thing off the list that you're not going to be worrying about 3 to 4 or 5 times a year.
See, that was another thing I was going to ask you. How long does it take? So from when you get on the job, it's usually about a day job.
Yeah, you know, the average home, again, 160 to 180 feet, I knock that out by myself with my truck and my ladder. That takes me about 6 hours, usually.
Going back on the ladder thing, you know, us guys, okay? I don't know what it is, but we've got a problem. We guys have a problem because, one, we don't want to admit that we shouldn't go up on the gutter, up to get the gutters clean because we're guys. But then once we get up there, we have some kind of mentality that says, I can reach a little bit farther.
A little more.
Right?
Yep.
And that's where the problems come in.
That's exactly where the problems is. I got a customer. He called me 2 weeks ago. I went over there. Great couple. I sold him the product. He was in a wheelchair. He had just gotten home that day. 3 months earlier, he was trying to get something out of the gutter. The ladder come out. Went down on his back. He sat there. It was zero out.
Holy cow.
He sat there for over 45 minutes till someone came home. 2 shattered legs. But the first thing he did when he got home, out of physical therapy 3 months later, they wanted gutter covers put on.
Yeah.
So
don't
focus on the what-ifs and the dangerous, but it is a concern.
But don't let it get to that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's what I'm thinking. You know, rather than go down the ladder and then move it over a little bit more, no, we try to do that extra reach. And we all have different sizes around our house, as you mentioned, where, let's say, the front gutter, okay, not too bad. But you go around the back, and you've got to extend the ladder. And now the ladder starts to bend, if there's a wind or it starts to move a little bit, and you get up there above 10, 15, 20 feet, it's real scary.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And most homeowners have a simple aluminum or fiberglass ladder that just they prop up against the gutter, which is aluminum. So you got a really, 16-inch wide space, and it's very slippery, and that's where that movement comes in. You know, with us, we've got stabilizer equipment that actually sits on the roof. If you've got the right equipment, it's a lot safer to go up there. But, again, most people aren't equipped to go up to a second-story roof line and take care of an issue as a homeowner.
Definitely. So 40% off right now if you call Gutter Glove, and the number is 296-9725, 296-9725. You can go to ilovemygutterglove.com, and you service all over Northeast Wisconsin, right? Like you said, you go up north to the cottage, whatever you want
to do. Door County, over to Wausau area, all the way down here into Oshkosh. Yeah, okay. And they're going to get me, Gary Hero, coming out to their home. I'm going to give them the estimate. If they go with me, I'm the guy that's going to do the installation, just me, no subcontractors. They're going to deal with me from start to finish.
What about the case where, Gary, you're, let's say you've got trees in the front, and you've got certainly a gutter problem there, but your back is high up, and your gutters, you don't even see trees on the back side. Can you do partial of houses? Is that recommended, or how do you do that?
I do whatever the customer, I'm trying to ease the customer's situation or whatever their problem might be. If the customer, sometimes they're leery of Gutter Glove. They're not sure if it's going to work. It's a big investment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what they're thinking. I'll do whatever they want. If they want gutter covers on the front, let's try those gutter covers. I know you're going to be calling me next year to take care of the back. So, again, no high sales, stress sales pitch, nothing along those lines. I just come out and show you what you want. I'm there to serve you.
Okay.
I'm going to show you and give you what you want.
So test them. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Test Gary, right?
Yep.
You don't mind.
Yeah,
you're going to
like what you have, and you're going to be giving me a call the following year and say, hey, let's take care of the rest of that. And that's happened numerous times.
Let's explain the process, Gary. They call you, obviously. You make an appointment. You prefer going out there in person. And how long does that take?
Yeah, they're going to talk to me on the telephone. I'm going to set up a time that works for them. So everyone always is a little timid about, well, when are you available? And I tell them, no, when are you available?
Mm-hmm.
I realize you have a life and a career. I'm going to come when it works for you, because that's when they're most likely to give me some time to explain my product. I come out, takes 20, 25 minutes, and we're going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to explain the product, what it's going to do for them, how it's going to install. I'm going to give them an opportunity to ask any questions they'd like. I always bring the Consumer Reports article, because that I call that my little Bible. That's
mm-hmm.
just gold to show the homeowner. I show them that, show them how it stacks up against the competition. And then I measure the house up and give them an estimate.
Okay.
Again, no hard sales pitch. Here's the price. I hope you love Gutter Glove, and I hope you want to do business with me.
So they'll get an estimate right there. It's not like I'll call you in a week or two weeks. I mean, that's another thing about contractors, not everybody, but contractors around today. I heard this the other day when someone said, I called like five people. Only one called me back.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, too.
Unbelievable.
I get a lot of compliments about just how fast my initial call is from whether it's a text or the website, whatever it might be.
And then how long a period of time from you give them a quote, let's say they get back to you in a day or two, how long is that within the week, couple weeks?
Well, if they decide to go with Gutter Glove, I've got a real simple contract that locks in our agreement to do the work. And that contract always states within 30 days or at a time mutually agreed upon by them and myself. So, and again, I'm going to set up, they're going to know when I'm coming because it's going to be a day that they want me there.
And you mentioned it, on the average, it takes a day.
Exactly.
Awesome. Wow. And imagine getting this done and then you are done. You don't have to worry about your gutters ever again.
Yep.
That is awesome.
It's a big relief off a lot of people's minds and sore shoulders.
So think about that if you're going up north, or you've been up north to your cabin or your house back here around Northeast Wisconsin. Gary can take care of both or one of them for you. And again, 40% off, that is on average about $1,200 in a savings on an average roof. You don't have to go up to the rickety ladder again. And Gary can handle everything for you. Call him at 296-9725, 296-9725, top on Consumer Reports. And, I mean, that's all you have
that
to say.
That says it all.
That's all you have to say, yeah. So give Gutter Glove a call. Gary, good seeing you again, and have a good summer, and we'll talk to you then.
Same here, Bill. Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.